Thank you to all three readers. We're going to take a short break. We're going to take about a 15-minute intermission and then come back with the rest of our readings. During the intermission, again, our musicians will provide us with the wonderful, incredibly calming music that we all, I'm sure we need this Friday. But before we move on to that, I'm going to invite Joshua Auerbach to say a few words. He's the editor, one of the founding editors of Elm. And I also want to put another plug for the chapbooks. We're launching today, Helen, as the Matos just read from Arietta's Threads, her chapbook that was just published with Vellum. She's one of the co-founding editors of Vellum Contemporary Poetry, and as I was saying, she's been a finalist for several North American awards. So if you'd like to have another look at the words on the printed page and maybe enter to win the draw when you buy one. The other book we're launching is Fanny Howe's Tramp. She was just a finalist for the Griffin Prize last year, and she's written several books of fiction and poetry, including the latest was Economics and On the Ground, which is the Griffin Prize nominee. So I encourage you again to buy one of the chapbooks or buy one of the Vellum copies. If you already have one, that's great, but you can buy one for your friends or your mother or whatever, and enter to win our draws and help support small poetry in Montreal trying to be big poetry. So we'll go back to the music in a second, but in the meantime, here's Joshua Auerbach to say a few words.
Thank you, Katya. It's really great to see a lot of new faces here. It's been a funny year putting this issue together. Eleni and I had a baby last September, and I said, I'm not going to say anything, I'm too tired, I'm not writing anyway. This magazine sort of came through sleep fatigue and... But, you know, the lure of poesy sort of took over, and I said, okay, I have to say something. And although I still feel I'm not going to be actively writing in the near future as much as I would like, there are a few things about Vellum that I think are pertinent. This is a fun issue. It's not just haikus. It's got a lot of avant-garde writing in it. And this is what Taylor Mignon is trying to put forward. And it actually has some of Japan's best avant-garde poets, because he's very well connected. His mentor was Sid Corman, who died last year, and it's all a big circle. One of the people, C.K. Baba, apparently has had a lot of correspondences with a lot of people. That I know, that I didn't know, he had correspondences with, so it's been interesting that way. As well, there are people from Australia, there are people from New York. It's been interesting also putting it together, because Fanny Howe has sort of alternated between being in New York and being cloistered in a monastery in Ireland, where she's been entirely unreachable. So it's been a funny issue, and the rest of the year promises to actually, I think, unpack a lot more interesting things. But I just wanted to read the C.K. Baba poem, just to give you a sense of not just haiku. Also, we have Les Murray, who is perhaps one of the world's great poets writing at this moment, and John Kinsella. So we've got Australia covered pretty well. Of course, I think one of Angela Luku, what is the Basho poem with the frog? You must know it. Okay, great. Bufo. We can argue that it was in fact a toad, not a frog. Evidence to reckon with. A. Its snout vent length, its girth, its weight. The displacement of water as a coefficient of bufo density. We can classify it as a narrow-mouthed toad or a brown toad or a streaming breed toad or a rice toad. Nomenclatura. Slouching toward the utilitarian rather than the rustic. The symptoms, conditions, and parameters constituting an old pond, moreover, do not fit into this equation. Where or what is the body of water? Look to. A reductio to an open sewer, a thimble of basho piss, a trickle of condensed steam from a noodle shop air vent, or the hair clogged in a subway station restroom. They can travel through pipes and subterranean leakages, and lay eggs on newly asphalted lots where a year earlier that body of water had been. It's called primordial reinvention. Or a lunar crater, the one most visible to the pilgrim's naked eye. Those are the choices. A toad lurches over a waterhole waiting. This late spring night, waiting for a millisecond break in the advertising of scores of calling he toads, a Sony TCM-55 has been set up for authentication. A signal is given. Amidst the oscillations of fucking, the toad dives in. 7 cubic meters of water riffle the darkly scored vacuum. Rings of waves spread softly, indiscernible to the pilgrim's naked ear. The corporeal toad vanishes, compressed in a liquid field of digitally metered blips. Thank you.